Love Friends. I'm Lori Ford.
And I'm Charlene Staples.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to the Spirit Calls.
Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Battles and ways to like need victory in this life, and that protection and victory that is symbolized in that flag just makes you feel good, you know. And any patriot out there who knows when they see the American flag just smiles. If there were that banner of the Lord, and you're a Christian, it just fills you with an overwhelming cup running full.
Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs over.
Jehovah Nissi is the Lord our banner, the one whom his children are under and unite. For he is our security and our peace and our joy, our God, our Savior. His banner over us stands for his presence, his salvation, his love, his power, and his provision. Jehovah Nissi reminds us that we need to trust him and rely on him to be victorious in the battles of life we face, and never to rely on our own strength, only to rely on his. Exodus 17:15 says, Moses built an altar and called it the name Jehovah Nissi. It's funny how I wrote. After God gave the Israelites the victory over the Amorites, Moses built an altar and named it Jehovah Nissi. It was a declaration of who God is, what he has done, and who the Israelites are as God's people. For it acknowledges that he is the God of the universe, our Savior, our refuge and our strength, our ever-present helper, our protector, our provider, our deliverer, our healer, our restorer, and our friend. It acknowledges he is the one who brings the victories in our lives. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, is he. Now the Israelites, who God delivered out of bondage in Egypt, wandered in the desert for a while. Again, much like we can do, now they were attacked by the Amalekites. Moses lifted up the rod of God in his hands, and God had them keep on winning. But when his hands were down, they were losing. As long as Moses held that rod up, they kept winning. Moses' arms started to grow tired, and his brothers Aaron and a man named Hur supported them. And all of a sudden, at sunset, God gave the Israelites the victory. Now, the victory was won by God's power, and the Israelites fought under God's instructions and by God's ability and by God's name and spirit they conquered. Not by their might, not by their power, but by God's spirit. Amen. Now, we also, like Moses, hold up the rod of faith by praying. And at times, if we get weary, we need other warriors to lift our hands up in faith. And so don't pastors. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, reminds us that we can only be victorious as we walk in trusting dependence on him. God has awesome plans for every one of us. And God has given each of us a purpose in this life. And the devil is constantly trying to stop us from walking in it. But Jehovah Nissi will guide us and help us to overcome all those trials and walk on to victory. Amen. Now, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, reminds us that we can only be victorious as we walk in trusting and depending on him. Let's keep humble and walk together in unity and help each other and pray for each other and pray for our leaders. Under his banner, we will walk from victory to victory, right on to life everlasting. Let's stand under his banner of love, protection, provision, and help, and live a victorious life, folks. Let's be under his banner and be safe and secure.
Mounting up in the heavenly heavenlies, waiting on the orders of God. Angels patiently all around the earth, ready to sound the alarm. As the earthquake shakes and the tornadoes turn, and terror fills the land, and the people look on, wondering what's going on, as destruction fills the land. There are angels mounting up in the heavenly heavenlies, waiting on the orders of God. Angels patiently all around the earth, ready to sound the alarm. As the earthquake shake and the tornadoes turn, and terror fills the land. And the people are gone, wondering what's going on, as destruction fills the land. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. And rise upon your feet. Let the Lord take control of your destiny. Let the Spirit lead you and guide you. Just rise upon your feet. Don't let the enemy control your mind and your soul, and fill you up with his lies, and try to make you believe you're worthless to be an earth-shaking soul in a Bible believer. Who knows my God has called you to be? Just step out in faith, ready to receive, with Holy Ghost power and conviction. Without it you won't succeed. There are angels bounding up in the heavenly heavenlies, waiting on the orders of God. Angels patiently all around the earth, ready to sound the alarm. As the earthquake shake and the tornadoes turn, and terror fills the land. As the people are gone, wondering what's going on, as destruction fills the land. There are angels mounting up in the heavenly heavenlies, waiting on the orders of God. angels patiently all around the earth, ready to sound the alarm. And as the earthquake shakes and the tornadoes turn, and terror fills the land. And as the people look on, wondering what's going on, as destruction fills the land. Come on, and rise upon your feet. Let the Lord take control of your destiny. Let the Spirit lead you and guide you. Just rise upon your feet. Don't let the enemy control your mind and your soul, and fill you up with his lies, and try to make you believe you're worthless to be an earth-shaking soul in a Bible believer who knows what it's called you to be. Just step out in faith, ready to receive, with Holy Ghost power and conviction. Without it you won't succeed. Without it you won't succeed. Without it you won't succeed.
Exodus 17:14-16 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the name, the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Jehovah Nissi, yet another name that describes who I am and how I relate to my people. This shows that my presence is with you, protecting you and bringing you from victory to victory and from glory to glory." In the verses leading up to the passage that we just read, I was leading my people Israel in battle. Moses built an altar and put Jehovah Nissi on it as a flag, as the Lord being his banner, meaning the Lord my banner, that the Lord gave us victory over the enemy. Now in the day in which you live, in the Laodicean church age, you have spiritual enemies that do all that they can to thwart my purposes and plans. I am raising you up as part of my obedient, faithful army that seeks me diligently, studies my word, and serves me wholeheartedly, doing your part to see souls saved in these last days. As you do, resistance will come, but I will be your banner. I will lead you to be the victorious overcomers that I have called you to be. In the verses before our passage, Moses needed armor bearers because when his arms were lifted up, the battle was won. And when they came down, the enemy won. Similarly, those who are leading the charge in this last day need armor bearers. Those who will lift them up in prayer on a regular basis. Are you lifting up your pastor and leadership in prayer on a consistent basis? When you do this, I will lead them and you from victory to victory. And you will see more and more that I am your Jehovah Nissi. I am your banner. Amen.
Follow me, all who's weary. Hear my voice. Follow me. I gave my life at Calvary. Shed my blood so be true. Remember me, the one you read about. Oftentimes,
So, does anybody have a testimony of a time when you may have faced a spiritual battle of some sort and God protected you and he gave you victory in the end?
When I was dabbling in witchcraft, God surely protected me and he delivered me from that junk. I didn't even know it was evil at the time because I was just 12 years old, a kid, you know, levitating and having seances, and that's all evil. Even the Ouija board, folks, is evil. Don't dabble in that. Yes, God protected me, and he gave me the victory, you know, because he still does supernatural interventions and miracles, and that's what he did for me. Because I was actually I thought I was having fun in it. No, he supernaturally intervened and delivered me out of it.
I'm often, when I think of this, facing a spiritual battle and getting victory, I think of Peter and the part in the Bible when he went out to the Lord, just was so enthusiastic and was walking on water, and then he took his eyes off the Lord and sunk. It can be like that in life. Sometimes you're just enthusiastic, you're doing it, you're walking, and then you take your eyes off the Lord. It's like, oh, you know. But pick yourself back up and continue to battle, because sometimes it doesn't come at first. I know I had addiction, cigarettes, and that was an awful hard thing to quit, and it takes a lot of tries, and I'm doing it, and then you fall, and you're like, I took my eyes off, and I got distracted, and I think of Peter, and I think about how victories, there are so many small victories in our lives, too, little things that we take for granted, like, you know, you call on the name of the Lord for something really small, and he delivers. And you're like, wow, why did I forget all those little things? I only think of the big things, like, oh, that was a big thing, and I messed up. Or it was like, there's so many little things, too. And the big ones are there, too. And they're all ready for you to battle with, just relying on God and not relying on yourself.
Hey, man, you know, I was thinking when I wrote this question out of a time, this might not be considered so much of a spiritual battle, but a distraction from what God had. And back in 2002 or 2003, I was spending the summer at this campground in New Hampshire. I was having the time of my life. There were all these people around, and they were Christians, and there was a pool there, and I was just having fun. And I got asked to help lead worship at a church up the next town, a couple of towns up the road. And so I was doing that, and they wanted me to stay on up there and do this. And so I was kind of, I was seriously contemplating doing it. And I was having the people that were there have a prayer meeting to pray for God's will to be done. And as we were having that prayer meeting, I got a call on the phone from the man who is now my pastor saying, I've had a vision. You need to put this. You're praying about something. I've had a vision that you're planning on staying up there, and the Lord wants you to come home as fast as you can. So I ended up coming home. I ended up not taking the position up there, and it was a good thing because two things: the music ministry that I am in made some great strides when I came back, and not only that, if I had stayed up there where I was, I would have been trapped on this hill. It was on a 1,400-foot dirt road, and the people that I would have been with would have been gone, and I would have been there with just me and my dog, and I would have had no way of getting out. There was a snowstorm. The pipes froze, I think, in the trailer, and I would have been just stranded up there. So the Lord protected me, and he knew what I needed to get my butt back where I belonged. And so I consider that to be a form of a spiritual victory. The Lord was indeed my banner that in that situation.
I'm going to say one more, too. We have so many, but I'm trying to think of the ones that could help somebody out there. One of my sons was dealing with a spiritual battle. Every 3 o'clock every morning, he'd have an anxiety attack. He'd say, Mom, pray for me. He was young, maybe 8, I can't remember. I'd pray for him, and it'd go away. I'd pray in the name of Jesus, and it'd go away, the anxiety, every 3 o'clock every morning. And God protected us from that and gave us victory, and I soon moved out of that mobile home. Amen. So I wanted to say that.
That's a good one. So what are some other scriptures that we can use that relate to Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner?
One of my favorites, Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is always with you. Once you become God's kid, he's always with you, ever ready to help you, ever ready to give you strength, ever ready to give you, to be your refuge, folks.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember, the Lord has already won the battle.
Yes.
It is finished. And you can look to him because he is greater than the devil. He's won the battle, and you can look to him for everything.
Amen. We've read the last chapter, and we know who wins, and it's Jesus. Isaiah 12:2, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Amen.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey
when the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Sons too. I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death.